to listen. It says any music playing, he would just walk around. Sorry, Brandon.
It's Hammond Time with Nick Hammond. Mondays to Fridays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the news headlines at 9, two South Africans aboard the Diamond Princess contract the coronavirus and the rand weakens against the dollar.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. We start with breaking news. The health department has confirmed that two South Africans working on a Japanese cruise ship have tested positive for the coronavirus. This as South Africa prepares to repatriate 132 citizens who are in the Wuhan province in China, the epicenter of the virus. Globally, more than 80,000 people in nearly 50 countries have been infected. Close to 2,800 people have died, the majority in China's Hubei province. The rand has weakened by 20 cents against the dollar in overnight trade, despite a weaker dollar, which usually strengthens the rand. This as coronavirus fears are wiping out any budget optimism that may have existed yesterday. This mainly due to the prospects of a wage war between the government and unions and Moody's possible ratings cut of South Africa's credit rating to junk status next month. The City of Cape Town's fire services says four people have died in a fire in Umfuleni, the city's Jermaine Carlser.
This fire and rescue service responded just after 10 past 3 to inform a structure's light in Temba Crescent, Mfuleni. The fire crews managed to contain and extinguish the fire just after 4. However, upon clearing the debris, the bodies of a man, woman, a girl and a baby boy was discovered. The scene was cordoned off and handed over to the South African Police Service.
Chaotic scenes have erupted at the start of the EFF's march from Sandton north of Johannesburg to Eskom's headquarters in Sunning Hill. Among those who've arrived at Innesbury Park are members of Truck Drivers Foundation, ATDF. Abungile Dumaka reports.
It was meant to be a peaceful march calling for a stop in the implementation of load shedding in South Africa. But now EFF members are clashing with the law enforcement agencies even before the march officially begins. Meanwhile, traffic has been heavily affected in and around the Sandton area. The EFF is expected to arrive at Eskom in Sunning Hill around 2 o'clock this afternoon.
And finally, the South African Transport and Allied Workers Union, SATAWU in Gauteng, says they're planning to march to the airline Air Link at the OR Tambo International Airport today. They'll be protesting against what it claims to be the victimization of its members by the privately owned regional airline. SATAWU's Zanele Sabela.
What they're now trying to do is actually victimizing their own staff so that they can stop being part of the union and then they can get what they want. This actually started in December, where they had like dozens of staff and they were accusing them